Hello everyone. Bonjour tout le monde. Je vous remercie de votre présence aujourd'hui. I want to begin by acknowledging that I'm joining you virtually from Queen's Park in Ontario, which is on the traditional territory of the Haudenosaunee, the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Métis, and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, protected by the Dish with One Spoon Wampum Agreement. As we come together today, let's renew our commitment as Ontarians and Canadians to honoring the treaties and building strong, equitable partnerships with Indigenous peoples based on respect, cooperation, and action to make people's lives better and build stronger communities across Ontario. Friends, it's always a pleasure to be speaking at NOMA's annual conference and speaking to all of you. And I want to thank you very much, Wendy, for the kind introduction. And thanks to all of you at NOMA for the invitation to speak with you again. I know we're all very much missing the opportunity to catch up face to face, especially after missing the last year's conference due to the pandemic. But like all of you, I'm thankful to the organizers, the volunteers, and staff who worked hard to ensure this virtual event is a success. I also want to thank all of you here today and everyone at NOMA for your determination, your dedication, and your tireless work in the face of everything your communities in Northwestern Ontario have endured this last year. NOMA has long been a critical voice for the needs of the Northwest. But with the COVID-19 pandemic sweeping across our province, the stakes have never been higher, and people have never needed support more. With everything on the line, you've stepped up, helping folks navigate this ongoing storm. And so for that, for your steady hands, for your service, and your leadership, thank you. We've all come together today because we share some of the same core values and the same hope for the future. We look forward to the light at the end of the tunnel, the end of the pandemic, the end of COVID-19 and the devastation it has brought to our lives, our families, and our communities. And we look forward to a chance to get back on track. I know we're all looking forward to devoting our energy to making good on the promise of Ontario. We envision that future where we can get back to making our communities the best possible places to live, start a business, work, and raise a family. But we also know that in order to get us there, the province has to step up and make serious investments in the north and across the province. From putting food on the table for millions of Ontarians and millions more around the world, to forestry and mining operations that support quality, dependable jobs and are a vital part of our economy, we know that when Northern Ontario succeeds, that success is felt province-wide. COVID-19 has made this even clearer. Good roads, highways, and infrastructure maintenance have been essential in helping our supply chain stay intact throughout the pandemic, especially the food supply chain. And Northwestern municipalities and their leaders have worked hard to maintain those essential services in the face of mounting pressures and decades of cuts and downloading. As leaders in your communities, you've also done your part by pitching in and encouraging people to wear masks, stay home, and stop the spread. What you deserve is a provincial government that will step up and support you by doing its part. A government that listens to public health experts and to municipal leaders, that acts quickly, clearly, and effectively based on public health recommendations, the data modeling, and the voices of local leaders, so we can stop the spread, save lives, and end this brutal cycle of closures and lockdowns. Even before the COVID-19 pandemic, Northern municipalities spent two decades struggling to recover from governments that kept taking us in the wrong direction. The previous Conservative government's billions in downloads hit small northern and rural municipalities the hardest. And shamefully, we've been forced to play catch-up ever since. The Liberal government had 15 years to fix that, to give you the stable, predictable, and robust funding you need. But they chose not to. Instead, they cut the Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund. Then Mr. Ford cut the OMPF twice more, canceled the promised gas tax transfers, and slashed the Community Infrastructure Fund. And maybe the most frightening of all, he is still cutting public health. Mr. Ford is still plowing ahead with his plan to cut and amalgamate public health units from 34 down to just 10, and push more of the costs onto municipalities. I stand with Northern leaders who are saying no to that cut, who are saying no to a cut that will hurt the health of people, families, and communities, who are saying no to piling more costs onto municipalities, and are saying heck no to a cut that will make us even less able to tackle the growing opioid and homelessness crises. We have lost over 7,500 Ontarians now to COVID-19. More than 3,900 precious lives have been lost in long-term care alone. Hospitals are brutally under-resourced from years of cuts and funding freezes. Our healthcare heroes have been run off their feet day after day for months and months on end. They are burnt out, and now they are facing widespread deadly variants and a horrific third wave. Parents have been performing the superhuman juggling act of balancing working from home while supporting kids' learning. They don't know when their child's school will be open again. They know Mr. Ford has not invested in making schools safe, things like a cap on bus capacity, class sizes, or in-school testing. And huge swaths of the province don't even have the broadband internet that's really needed to make at-home learning workable. Too many essential workers have been forced to go it alone without paid sick days to fall back on. Too many small businesses have been forced to go it alone without direct financial relief. Too many good, hardworking folks have lost their businesses or their jobs. All of this has only made the mental health and homelessness in our communities even worse. Ça ne peut plus continuer comme ça. On doit changer les choses. Now more than ever, in northwestern Ontario and across the province, our communities and municipalities need support. I had hoped, like all of you, that the province and the federal government would work together and provide local governments with desperately needed relief. $3 billion in disbursements under the Federal Provincial Safe Restart Agreement should have been a good first step. But by December, Mr. Ford was still holding back $2 billion of these funds, while forcing municipalities to make $1.1 billion in cuts to try and fill the gap on their own. At the time, Ontario's Financial Accountability Officer reported municipalities were still facing a $2.4 billion COVID-related budget shortfall in 2021. Since then, the province has announced only $900 million in new emergency funding, less than half of what is needed just to get by. It's unsustainable. It's going to create massive instability. The money is there, but it's being withheld. Over the last year, the Ford government deferred $269 million in planned infrastructure spending. The Residential Construction Council of Ontario said that's putting 41,000 construction jobs at risk. In July, the FAO revealed that Mr. Ford did not spend any of his $31.8 million broadband infrastructure budget from 2019 to 2020. Zero. Not one dime of that broadband infrastructure money was spent. I'm as hopeful as you are that the government's broadband fund will eventually get moving. But AMO points out that Mr. Ford's so-called broadband bill didn't actually prioritize publicly funded projects to expand broadband into the rural and northern communities that need it. They tabled a bill with broadband in the title, and it turned out to be a Trojan horse. They used your critical need for broadband as a disguise for a bill that helps their donors pave over wetlands. Friends, if we're going to help folks make it through to the other side of this pandemic, now is the time for the province to invest in local governments, in local services, and in critical job-creating infrastructure, not play politics and shell games. As leader of your official opposition NDP, it has been an absolute pleasure to work alongside Northwestern municipal leaders, health experts, and everyday Northerners, even if it's on Zoom. Together with partners like you, I am committed to being productive and constructive, not just to oppose what's wrong, but to propose what I think is right. On a besoin d'un changement pour le mieux. That's why, from the beginning of the pandemic, New Democrats have called for emergency provincial funding for municipalities, including 100% of public health costs. It's why we agree with many of you here today that in addition to help getting through the pandemic, municipalities need a new deal with substantial investments from Queen's Park and Ottawa to support essential services and infrastructure and ensure municipalities and their budgets are resilient and secure. It's why we won't give up on finally giving every Ontarian the paid sick days they deserve. And it's why we'll keep fighting to make schools safe for kids, teachers, and education workers, and to throw a solid lifeline to struggling families and small businesses. We know that if we work together, we can give folks the help they need to make it through the pandemic, and the hope that this lockdown could be our last. I'm proud to have a partnership with NOMA that is transparent, based on respect for each other and the Ontarians we serve. And I hope that partnership is part of a foundation that moves us towards a more stable future, a future where the province works to take pressure off northern municipal budgets instead of adding more, where your role in decision-making power as leaders in your communities and our province is respected and valued, and where your voice is heard and heeded. Friends, I know we will continue to come together to build a recovery based on our shared vision, a recovery that makes good on the promise of Ontario and ensures that every community in northwestern Ontario is the best possible place to live, work, raise a family, and start a business to last generations. Pour un Ontario mieux, agissons ensemble. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Megwitch.